Well, that was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed that. Yeah, I know I did. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Samuel 16. 1 Samuel 16. Give a quick music challenge. Hopefully my definition of quick and your definition of quick is the same, huh? Now, the kids were really well behaved this week. They did a pretty good job. And I think a lot of it had to do with this. Right here. Some of you know exactly what this is. Some of you are thinking, why is he holding up that strange looking lightning bolt? But if the kids would have been overly naughty, we would have made them hold it above their head like this for a while. And just the thought of that kept them on the straight and narrow. Because we have smart campers. And they know it is not good to be under arrest. All right. So there were actually some good teachers here this week as well. All right, let's go to 1 Samuel 16. We'll start there with verse 14. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servants said unto him, Behold, now an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on a harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. And David said unto his servants, Provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Then answered one of his servants and said, Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. That's quite a resume. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, Send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid and sent them by David his son unto Saul. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, Let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit of God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. I want to just talk for a few minutes on music that drives evil spirits away. Would you pray with me real quick? Lord, I ask that you'd take these few final minutes, Lord, and allow me to express something that would be helpful to these folks from your word. Thank you for your word, and thank you for the young people and what you allowed them to put together. Thank you for the help that came together to invest in these lives, and thank you for the parents that enrolled them in this week, hoping to get something special for their young people. I pray that you bless this time as you look in your word, and I pray that you'd just allow my thoughts to flow and be a help to the folks that are here tonight, and I ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Years ago, quite a few years ago, we went over to Westville and we started a prison ministry in Westville. And it was kind of newer for me, a little bit nervous about going in, you know, being in there. You know, it was all new, and I thought, what's going to happen? And at first we were in this chapel, and sometimes there'd be 30, 40, 50 guys in there. And I think it was one of the guards that told us one time, you know, the first third of your audience is here to hear something from God's word. The back two-thirds of your audience is here to plot their next crime or other things like that. And I thought, oh my. And so as these guys would walk in, there was a little piano there. And so I pulled out a hymnal and did my best to play some hymns about the blood of Jesus. And different. I don't know, with those men walking through, I didn't know what spirits were walking in with them. I wanted to, any evil spirit that I could, to drive from the room before the preaching started. I wanted to play music that would drive evil spirits from the room. And so I played all the hymns that the Lord would lay another one. I try to find that one and play it. And I believe that there's music that can drive evil spirits away. So commentators, Bible scholars, they're not sure what this evil spirit was. Some people suggest that it wasn't demonic necessarily. Saul was involved in just an insane amount of selfishness, and it turned him into a monster with the different sin that he would do. And God removed his spirit that was helping him rule the kingdom. And so what spirit was left there? Possibly a natural spirit of misery and depression and guilt. Boy, we have those things that bother us anyway. There are other commentators that would say, oh no, this spirit very well may have been a demonic oppression, was able to come and just torment him. And then there are other commentaries that say it might have been a mixture, and it probably was a mixture. The own spirit of depression and grief and agony and torment, along with the devil sending spirits and God allowing it. And so we're not sure, but one way or the other, the Bible says there's an evil spirit, and it was tormenting Saul. And so the servants noticed it. And so my first point, there was a request for a gifted musician. There was a request for a gifted musician. In verse 16 it says, let our Lord now command thy servants. So here's the request, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on an harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. And Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well. So at first it was just someone that could play well, somebody that was gifted in the area of music. And so at first it was just a request for a gifted musician. Provide me a man that can play well. Bring him to me. And so the request was sent out. Would you find somebody that has some skill, somebody that has been able to discipline themselves and practice and take hold on that instrument and have some mastery on it? Well, even better than just someone with some skill, they requested a gifted musician, but somebody came back with a report of a godly musician. There was a report of a godly musician. And so he said in verse 18, then answered one of the servants. So this the person they found wasn't just gifted. There was a whole resume here. And at the end, and the Lord is with him. Oh boy, that's even better than just somebody that has mastered an instrument. Someone that understands where music comes from and who needs to be honored with that music. In verse 18 it says, then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite. He is cunning in playing and a mighty valiant man and a man of war and prudent in matters and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, send me David, thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid and sent them by David, his son, unto Saul. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight. So there had been a request for a gifted musician, but then there was a report for a godly, report of a godly musician. So I'm not going to go quality by quality, but it's wonderful, this list of things. It seems like what a balanced individual. Boy, I'm glad we have camp where the kids can run around and shoot stuff and play sports and hit each other and do all those things. But I'm also glad we have music camp the well-rounding that our young people enjoy here. David was cunning in playing. I kind of threw a bunch of S's down. He was cunning in playing. I see a certain skill that he had. He had discipline in his practice, and there was some skill there. Then these next three kind of go together. The Bible says he was a mighty man, a valiant man, and a man of war. It's interesting that he thought that'd be important, huh? It's like, find me someone that plays well. Here's someone that's a mighty, valiant man and loves war. Probably be nice for Saul to have this guy that's well-rounded and play for him, but also understand some manly things, like war and some of these things. And he's got some strength, and he's able to take care of things. So not only was he skilled, I kind of put down there's a strength here. There's a solidness here. There's a soldierliness here. Next, he talks about prudent in matters. And if you want to combine that with the fact that he's mighty, valiant, man of war, maybe he's good with strategy type things. He can think through problems. Prudent in matters. You could also add the word, there's a sensibility. There's a sensibility. The Bible says he was comely on top of those things. There was something attractive about him, something magnetic about him. The Bible says he came into the palace and right away Saul loved him greatly, the Bible says. There was a beauty of form and spirit. And so I put down the word he was striking. Striking. There was something magnetic about his personality and about his form. And then we love this, don't we? And the Lord was with him. He was spiritual. So kind of, if you put all those S's together, he said, find someone that's skilled. Hey, I know of somebody more than just skilled. Boy, there's a strength, there's a solidness, there's a soldierliness, there's an understanding of strategy and sensibility. He's striking. And on top of all of that, he's spiritual. He's spiritual. So there was a request for a gifted musician. Then there was an exciting report of a godly musician. And then lastly, I want to see the results of good music from a godly musician. So in verse 23, it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed, number one, and was well, number two, and the evil spirit departed from him. This was very beneficial music. Refreshed, I stole this from Pastor Brandenburg in his book, Tinkling Sounding Brass and Tinkling Cymbals. Looked up this passage in there, and he talked about the refreshing. There was an R. He talked about there was a refreshing of the body. Refreshing of the body. He was at peace. But music can agitate, can't it? They know how to turn on the right music to get you agitated at a restaurant, to get you out the door so they can use your table again, right? Get you antsy and get you out the door. But music can calm and soothe. I think we've all been there, haven't we? Remember one time being homesick as a freshman in college here, and Darcel McCoy coming up here and singing a song, and boy, it just set my soul at ease. What a blessing that was. The right type of music is refreshing. So he was refreshed and was well, the Bible says. So not just a refreshing of the body, but a renewing of the mind. Boy, it helped him set aside the worries and the anxieties and the miseries and the depression. His mind was able to be settled down. So he was at peace. And then now, boy, his mind was able to be positive. There was some cheer as well. And then we love this part, don't we? The last part, it says, and the evil spirit departed from him. Whatever it was, this right music came in. And the evil spirit went out. Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing. Fairhaven Church, we never want to have the wrong type of music in here where evil spirits are comfortable. We want to have music that drives evil spirits from this place, whatever they are, whether we bring them in with us because of the guilt that we carry around, because of sin that needs to be confessed and preached at in our church, or the devil oppressing in some way. Boy, we want to get those spirits out of here. So the Holy Spirit can do his work in this room. So there was a refreshing of the body, a renewing of the mind, and a removal of the evil spirit. Two closing thoughts. Music opened an amazing door for David, didn't it? It was music that opened this door. This was a door of service, but it led to so many other doors, didn't it? Music opened a door for him. And not just his skill in music, but spiritually, this opened these doors. Not only a door of service, but it opened a door of training. We know that the future, he's going to be the next king. This door of service, he finds himself in the palace, beholding matters of state, thinking, oh, that's a good idea, or that's not a good idea. He's training. It opened a door. Little did he know what all the future held. But this was not only a door of service that had opened, but a door of training for leadership. And you might say, boy, he was a nobody. But I think if I could be the king, boy, I could be happy. But for him, boy, he was happy, and he wasn't the king yet. So the first thing, God used music to open an amazing door for David. And then secondly, I really want to get this. This shepherd boy with a song in his heart was happier than the king. This shepherd boy with a song in his heart was happier than the king. And young person, what position do you have before you'd be happy? There's no better position than the one you already have if you're saved. Doesn't John 12 remind us, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, children of the king. And if you're waiting, I will be happy someday when I have that position. Here was the king, and the king was miserable. And the only thing that would help him was a shepherd boy with a song in his heart that could help the miserable king get over his misery. Spurgeon pointed this out. Saul was probably a monomaniac. I looked up that word. A person with an exaggerated obsessive preoccupation with one thing. Kind of reminds us of obsessive compulsive. Through remorse of conscience, and he desperately needed music to relieve his mind. How much happier was the shepherd youth who had music in his heart and was filled with the good spirit? God grant that we may live in the fear of God and so enjoy abiding peace. For even this life, sinful conduct is the root of countless ills. God can really use the young person with a song in their heart who's in love with the Lord. And that is what Music Camp really is all about. Let's pray.